Hello everybody, Danny Miles here. Sorry I've been away for a few days, as in quiet. So, hope that you're well and that you've been enjoying the snow in the meantime. And apologies that at around the time that I'm recording this, I'm not on Insight Radio talking about the Brian Erin's Cup, which was due to be played on Saturday, and because of the weather, both what it will have done to the outdoor futsal pitch and also because of the travel problems resulting from the cold snap we've been having over here in the UK. The Brian Erin's Cup will be rescheduled for later in the season. So sadly, there are no fixtures to discuss with Alan Russell. Or in fact, I think it's Ian Wilson who's on today in his place. So sorry that I am getting this to you a bit late to tell you that I'm not there, which I think you'll have found out by now. But if you did tune in, thanks for tuning in. And I'll be sure to let you know next time there's any news going about the football. And also, sorry to Goalballer and anybody else who was hoping to hear excerpts of my interview from last week with Alan Russell. But firstly, I'm not sure about putting it up on Audioboo because of copyright. I need to check that. And secondly, I haven't been able to see about any other way of getting the address or the content to anyone because it hasn't been up on the website. Me having said, oh, it gets uploaded within a couple of hours, I've checked it a couple of times this week, and even as late as Monday or Tuesday, Thursday's podcast hadn't been uploaded. It said Thursday on it, but it didn't contain my interview, so I'm sure it's from the week before. Anyway, if I can do anything about that, I will. In the meantime, please be patient with me. You are all wonderful. And today, as with this issue of not being able to get content that's not there, I thought I'd talk about overcoming the odds, because rather big odds stacked against you trying to hear a football interview that isn't on the podcast. But more seriously, in thinking about football from earlier in the week, mainstream football, as people may call it, in the Capital One Cup, which is the League Cup, it's probably the third most important competition over here in the UK after the outside of Europe, so after the Premier League and the FA Cup. It leads to a final at Wembley, the National Stadium. And in the semi-finals on Tuesday, Bradford City beat Aston Villa. Now, if you're not a football fan, this will mean absolutely nothing to you. If you are a football fan, it definitely will, because Aston Villa are from the Premier League, the top tier of English football, and Bradford City are from the fourth tier. It's called League Two, but don't get confused, because it's the fourth tier of English football. So a massive shock. And you would think that as Bradford City's team costs less than £10,000 to assemble with all 11 players, they would not have much chance of beating Aston Villa, who have England internationals like Gabriel Agbonlahor and the like. They used to have Ashley Young till he went to Manchester United. And I was about to say Darren Bent, but he's gone to... Darren Bent is still there, but not played very much. But Darren Bent is a striker who has played for England. So they have some notable players and players who are on reasonably high salaries and reasonably well known. And I'm not going to say Little Bradford, because that would be very disrespectful and condescending. But Bradford really wouldn't be expected with the kind of gates that they usually have at their home ground at Valley Parade, and with the finances that they have, or more the point, probably don't have, and with the fact that they're not even anywhere near the top of League Two, in the league that they're in, you wouldn't really have expected them to have any chance of beating Aston Villa. But they actually, and especially because the League Cup semi-finals, the Capital One are the sponsors. So the Capital One Cup, the semi-finals are played over two legs. And Bradford won their home leg 3-1. But then they went to Aston Villa on Tuesday and only lost 2-1. They scored a goal at Villa Park, which has staged many FA Cup semi-finals. It's probably hosted some international games when Wembley was closed down and being renovated. So a massive achievement. But I think this goes into a wider context of, if you want something enough, it's possible, it's believable that you can achieve it. Now, I appreciate there are quite often barriers to achieving what you want. Maybe it is a disability or a psychological problem. Maybe you don't have the finances to go to university and you want to get a medical degree or something that you can only get from a university. or maybe from an apprenticeship or something. Maybe you can't get an apprenticeship place. Maybe you've been waiting, you've been applying to every apprenticeship for the last 2 or 3 years, whatever. Maybe you're desperate to get into radio, but the media market is so competitive that you just don't have the things that you need, whether it's the legal knowledge of slander and libel, or whether it's the technical skills, the production skills, whatever it might be. There are always barriers. But then Bradford also had the barrier of their team only cost £10,000 to get together. They're clearly only of a certain level, although some of them maybe are playing below their natural level, but they're not Premiership players by any stretch of the imagination. And it's about bringing all of your resources together in order to, and also your determination, I think, to create an opportunity which for many would not exist simply because they don't believe it's worth trying, or because they don't feel able to overcome the apparent barriers which exist. And there's a great quote which I think demonstrates the determination part of this, which is actually from Helen Keller, who of course herself was blind and deaf, and I believe also unable to speak. I think she was mute. And she said, "I am only one, but still I am one. I cannot do everything, but still I can do something. And because I cannot do everything, I will not refuse to do the something that I can do." And I have to say thank you to Sue Ross, who is a stroke survivor, for making me aware of this. And I'll talk more about Sue Ross and the opportunities that she runs for people to improve their quality of life and their experiences and overcome their own battles as survivors of certain conditions in a future podcast. But thanks to Sue Ross for that quote, because I think it's a great demonstration of how if you are able to by yourself find the strength, or through other people, or through things that I've talked about before, like neuro-linguistic programming and cognitive behavioral therapy, find the strength or the belief to try things, more often than not, you'll get a result. Now, I'm not promising it will always be the result that you want. You know, you can try as hard as you want. You can desire as much as you want to play international basketball for England or Great Britain, or to earn £200,000 a year. Just wanting it isn't enough on its own. Of course, you need the tools and you need the persistence and the opportunities. Sometimes luck is involved, although many people argue that you make your own luck by trying to be in the right places at the right time. And if you persist for long enough, people, you know, things generally fall for you. But of course, you know, it is far more scientific than that. There are practical issues. But I think it's definitely worth saying that if you have that desire and that persistence, you will overcome most of the struggles that you face because you want to do so. And if you want to do so, then it's simply, and it's not always as simple as it sounds, but but there is a way to do it. It's relatively simply a matter of finding the correct tools. Now, that in itself can take a while, but if you ask around and you find the people to give you the answers, or you can build up an idea of where to look, then inevitably you will slowly but surely move along that road to a new destiny. And it means that, as I say, even if you don't have full control over what your destiny may become, because however much you want it, it's not guaranteed, you will have a chance to shape a destiny which is far closer to what you hope for than what you would get if you aren't able to desire it and feel that desire enough to push forward and constantly persist. So I hope that will give you some, that story of Bradford and also the quote from Helen Keller will give you the confidence or the desire to push for what you hope for, what you've dreamed of maybe for years, maybe to persist with that New Year's resolution that's just about to fall off of the wagon. Or if you have, maybe it's the time to decide that you're ready to pick yourself back up and give it another go, because the year is still young and so is your energy. By the way, of course, if you'd like any support with confidence, self-esteem, goal setting, planning, keeping structure, daily routine, anything like that, or any of the other skills that I've talked about, whether that's time management and those sort of things for education and employment, or media related stuff, presenting or technical for radio and writing for newspapers and all that sort of thing, you know where I am. And I'll just leave you my contact details briefly. 07926972762. That is, of course, from within the UK. Or you can email danny@abilitygateway.co.uk. Of course, you can post a message to this boo, audio or text, or you can send me a direct boo, or get in touch on Twitter or Facebook or any of those other ways. The great thing of communication, there are so many channels these days. So pick whichever one you like most, and I look forward to hearing from you soon. Take care.